Manuscript Releases, Volume 8, Mr. Number 540, Ellen White and Her Son Edson. Last night I visited Edson, went to his house at 7 and there remained until 9:30. I talked with him plainly but kindly, but his feelings were very strong that he had been misused. No mercy had been shown him when he left the office, although he had acknowledged his wrong. I saw that he was making no headway and we bowed in prayer. I felt from the first fastened with entreaty and earnest pleading upon God. Still no break. I prayed over Edson, but his heart seemed unbroken. I then decided to spend the night in prayer, for our help could come from God alone. I had prayed 5 times and Edson 4, he coming a little nearer the point every time. The last time he broke all to pieces. He made an entire surrender to God, and such earnest pleadings and entreaties I have seldom heard. He then prayed again and again, and seemed to be in agony of spirit, confessing his wrongs, broken in spirit, his tears freely mingled with his prayers. The room seemed to be lighted up with the presence of God. Edson then prayed for Emma. He got his arm around her and made his prayer to God with his resolves that they would seek God daily and earnestly watch against the temptations of Satan. He put his arms around me and talked and prayed and wept. Salvation indeed had come to that house. He then accompanied me home. I did not sleep much last night and feel worn this morning, but very thankful that we broke through the cloud of darkness last night and obtained the victory. I was determined not to give over the struggle till victory came. I never saw Edson so deeply exercised before and so sensible to his danger and weakness, but it did seem that I must succumb to the powers of darkness. I have spent many hours in prayer to God for Edson before I visited him. The Spirit of God filled the room where we were. It was indeed a light place.